You'd say I drove over here in a
car.
Okay. And if something's squeaking in my car, to lubricate it, they would have to
grease it.
Okay. And you might say yesterday he
greased.
Okay. And if the grease got all over your hands, he'd say that your hands are all
greasy.
Okay. And if you have a door hinge that's squeaking, you'd have to do what to it?
Oil it.
Okay. And what do you call that stuff that they used to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Okay. With any particular, any certain kind of oil?
Coal oil.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift lamp that's made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
I don't know.
Okay. Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Okay. And if they just built a boat and they're going to push it out into the water, you'd say they're going to
launch it.
Okay. What kind of a boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
A rowboat.
Okay. Can you describe it for me?
It's short and wooden and squared off on one end, usually, I guess, or
uh-huh.
maybe both ends, even.
Okay.
It has two little locks for oars.
Oh!
Pussycat!
Pussycat! How am I going to turn the page if you're in my
yeah.
lap?
Come here, you can come sit on Mama's lap. But I don't want to.
That was unexpected.
Yes, usually it is.
No, let's see, what was that? Okay, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And a little girl has on a very becoming dress, and you might say, my, what a dress.
Cute dress.
Okay. Or another word that you might say.
Pretty.
Okay. And a little girl might say to her mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
Okay. What would you wear over your dress to work in the kitchen?
An apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
Okay. And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you use a
diaper pen.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a what kind of can?
In a soup can.
Okay. What would it be made out of if it were?
Oh, tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. What does a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Okay. And if it wasn't an old one, you'd say it's a
new suit.
Okay. And would you describe the parts of the suit for me? Just name them.
The pants and the jacket and sometimes the vest.
Okay. What's another word for the jacket?
Coat.
Okay. You might say, that jacket has fancy buttons, what? It?
Fancy buttons on it.
Okay. Okay, suppose a man had to do dirty work around the barn or something like that. Instead of just plain pants, what would he probably wear?
Overalls.
Okay. Or what are overalls like? Would you describe them for me?
They're denim, and it's a one-piece jumpsuit type
okay.
affair that
okay.
you wear a shirt under usually.
Okay. Does it have sleeves?
No.
Okay. What would you call one that was like that, that had sleeves?
Oh, a jumpsuit or coveralls, I guess.
Okay. Okay. What would cowboys wear?
They wear boots.
Okay, for pants.
Blue jeans.
Okay. If there was something in on the table in the next room and you wanted it, you might say to somebody, please go in there and get it and what it to me.
Bring it to me.
Okay. And suppose you came home from work and somebody said about a package lying there, the delivery boy from Jones's store, what in here?